说下去啊。我们来看一些圣经哈。彼得前书第二章第十六节。彼得前书第二章第十六节。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
As free and not using your liberty for a cloak, maliciousness, but as the servant of God.
最后一句话，总要做神的仆人。
But as the servant of God.
哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们只读上面一半的话。
We're just gonna read the first half.
反倒在各样事上表明自己是神的用人。
But in all things, approving ourselves as the minister of God.
在所这个所有的事上表明我们是神的用人。
It's all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God.
同是哥林多后书第五章第十八节。
2 Corinthians 5:18.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
我也有两个主日跟弟兄姊妹交通过我们关于侍奉主。
There were two Sundays I talk about serving God.
主救我们就是要我们来侍奉他。
The reason why he saved us is to serve him.
你知道我们生下来我们没选择，我们就在撒旦的国度里。
After we're born, we have no choice, but we're in the kingdom of Satan.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们信主，我们是被迁到神爱子的国度里。
So when we believe, we are being transferred to the kingdom.
所以我们换了一个主人。
So we change our master.
我们应该来侍奉我们的主的。
We need to serve our master.
所以我有两次的时间跟弟兄姊妹交通到，我们侍奉他。
So I shared twice about serving him.
我们要有主的托付。
We need to have the charge from the Lord.
我们主也给我们恩赐。
And the Lord will give us.
他也给我们能力。
And strength.
给我们在话语上或者在事物上来侍奉他。
Whether in words or in things,
主可能给我们不止一个恩赐。
Okay, maybe not only one gift.
但是我们主是要我们来侍奉他的。
But the Lord wants us to serve him.
路加福音告诉我们说，我们侍奉他，神有托付的。
In Luke it says that when we serve the Lord, we are given a charge.
有些人给多一点，神就向他多取。
So if more is given, more is expected.
如果有些人被托多一点，他说我向你多要。
So if more is entrusted to you, then more is expected of you.
没有一个没被托付的。
Well, everybody will have an entrusted.
但是我们想过，我们爱主，主就给我们托付。
If we love the Lord, the Lord will entrust you.
所以我们今天在主面前侍奉时，我们有一些的态度。
So this should be our attitude.
第一个，我们要爱主。
First is we have to love the Lord.
第二个，我们要把自己奉献给他。
Secondly, we need to consecrate ourselves.
因为我们爱他，我们才会奉献。
It's because of love that's why we.
奉献真正的就是让他支配我这一生。
When we consecrate ourselves, it is that we let him control our life.
奉献乃是让他支配我所有应该所做的、所行的、所说的。
Will control and govern whatever we want to do or say.
第三个，我们在主面前的态度是尽我们所能的。
And then the third attitude is we do all we can.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。前面几个讲到我们的魂的摆上，后面是讲到我们力量的摆上。
You know, we said that we should love our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and then with all our strength. The first three is our.Regards to our soul.
所以你讲到当讲到侍奉的时候，圣经常常讲尽心竭力。
And so when we talk about service, is always say with all our heart, and with all of our strength.
这个，然后我再提了一个，我们在主面前要忠心。
And then we need to be faithful before the Lord.
你看，在福音书里面讲到，当有一天去见主的时候，主有一个问题问我们是：你忠心吗？
So the day when we meet the Lord, there's one question: Are you faithful?
你忠于主所托给你吗？
Have you been faithful to what has been entrusted?
还是因为你看到环境，你把托给你的都藏到地上去了？
Or maybe because of a circumstance, you have buried your entrustment.
所以这个是主有一天对我们每一个人都在问这个问题。
And so this is the question that will be asked of us.
讲到侍奉。
With regards to service,
有一个托付是给每一个得救的人。
The charge is one. There's one charge that is for every believer.
所以刚刚我跟弟兄姊妹读哥林多后书五章那里说哈，有一个劝人与神和好的职分是给我们每一个。
So that ministry of reconciliation is given to every one of us.
不是给那些特有传福音恩赐的。
It's not only given to those who have gifts of evangelism.
我们知道有些人特有恩赐的，在传福音上面。
There are people with gifts of evangelism.
在这里他说这个与劝与神和好这一份是给我们每一个的。
But this ministry of reconciliation is for everyone.
我们不能够说我没口才，所以我不传了。
You cannot say I don't have a gift of speaking, so I'm not going to.
我不能够说我对就我不会讲，所以我不讲了。
Or because I don't know how to say it, I'm not gonna open my mouth.
我记得我阿姨，这个，她还活着的时候跟我提过。
When my aunt was still alive, she said this to me.
她说我信主的时候是在我十几岁的时候。
When I first believed, I was in my teens.
我不会传。
I really do not.
但是我信了主之后，我发现我有一个里面一个改变是我没办法形容的。
But there's a change in me that I cannot describe.
我就很希望我家人信主。
I really want my family members.
他回家就跟他妈，就是我外婆哈，这个劝他要信耶稣。
And so she, when she went home, she shared with his mom, with her mom, who's my grandma.
他，但是他说他妈妈觉得你去听了什么回来，就整天劝我要信耶稣，没听过。
Well, her mom didn't understand why. What have you heard? You're always wanting me to believe in Jesus.
但是我阿姨就一直在她面前哭。
But my aunt kept on crying before her mom.
不会讲。
She do not know.
只会哭。
She only know how to cry.
告诉她说你不信耶稣下地狱。
And she said if you don't believe in Jesus.
一个没听过耶稣知道什么叫地狱吗？
If you have not heard of Jesus, do you know what is hell?
她不管，她就是哭。你一定要跟我去聚会。天下间没有父母不爱孩子的，自己的孩子。所以啊，他我这个外婆拿他无法。你知道我这个外婆是三寸金莲的，啊，就是绑脚的。这个以前都是比较有点，我听说的哈，我都不知道，就比较像样的家庭，就是女孩都绑脚的。
Well, if you come from a well-to-do family, usually you have bound feet.
所以他要去聚会是走路的。
Now to go to the meeting, you have to walk.
请问这三寸金莲怎么走去聚会？走几里路？
So, how can a person like that, you know, walk a long distance?
他还是去了。
But she still went.
去一次的聚会。
She went once, and she believed.
你知道那时候是宋尚哲弟兄传福音的。
That time it was Brother John Song who was.
你知道宋尚哲弟兄他传福音就准备那一次他最后一次讲道了。
And this brother, when he preached, it's always the last.
这个他告诉你，我是尽心竭力在这里传。
And so he was putting his all.
我们今天有 video, 这个有视频。
Today we have Skype or a video.
那我们有 projector.
Or we have projector.
没有。
At that time there was.
他要讲给你，你有什么罪？
He talked about what sin you have.
中国人穿长袍的。
And so he, you know, he had a long gown.
他怎么给你知道有 visual 的，就看得见你什么罪呢？
And so to have a visual effect on you.
他把衣服一打开，写满罪。
He opened his cloth and then. It's written there all kinds of sins.
他尽心竭力照着主的托付与恩赐在那里传福音。
So according to the burden that was given to him, he preached the gospel.
我们不见得有这种的恩赐。
Maybe we do not have such gifts.
但是啊，我只是说，我常常给我的阿姨勉励，就是说我总要学习去讲。
But I was encouraged by my aunt, and the point is to share.
我如果不会讲，我把它带来。
And if I cannot speak, I bring the person.
希望聚会中有人能够讲。
Hopefully, there's somebody in the meeting.
这是我们该有的责任。
This is our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，我们都喜欢领受神的恩典。
We like to be the receiver of grace.
我们不是很会把恩典传递出去的。
We have a difficult time sharing that grace.
当我们这个恩典不能出去，你知道吗？我们就是一个死海。
And if we cannot give out this grace, we are the Dead Sea.
中东的死海是吧？只有水流进来，没有流出去的。
We know that the Dead Sea, only water comes in and water does not go out.
如果这个在我们身上成为一个事实的话，那我们恩典不会越来越多，就是进来不出去，那我们变得一个就圣经里面讲，我们按名是活的，我们是死的。
Now, if this is the reality in our life, then we're like, yes, we are as if living, but actually dead.
我们需要传福音的。
We need to share the gospel.
每一个都托付。
Everybody has this and charge.
但是我们要讲清楚，传福音不是一切。
But preaching the gospel is not everything.
或者我们用一个好，我们用 sharing the gospel， 这个就是说，不见得你会站下来 preach。这个，我们如果分享主的救恩，这个不是一切。
So sharing the gospel is not everything.
这只是一个起步，侍奉不是只有传福音。
This is but a start because service is not.
如果你读圣经里面，圣经给我们一下，它中心有几点。
When the Bible talks about faithfulness, there are a few points.
Oh, sorry, 这个是 focus.
Oh, okay.
这个是
the focus of the Bible. There are a few focus.
第一个是做门徒。
First is to be a disciple.
其实你说今天众教会知不知道？知道。
Well, does the church in know to, the Christianity know today? Yes, they know that.
但是他用门徒训练班来训练，就以为你懂什么叫门徒。
But they use a class to train disciples, and they think this class can do it.
圣经给我们读到，成为门徒是舍己背十字架的。
We know from the Bible, being a disciple is to deny yourself and take up your cross.
不是只是知道上完课就可以了。
It's not gonna do it by just going to a class.
乃是天天的在哪里舍己背十字架。
But it's to do it daily to deny yourself.
我跟一些蛮热心传福音的弟兄姊妹有交通交谈过。
I've talked to people who are very zealous in sharing the gospel.
我发现他们的确能够为着传福音舍命。
Truly, they can die for the sharing the gospel.
我们说这已经很了不起了。
And we say that, you know, that is already something.
但是我发现一个，他舍命可以，要他舍己就很难。
But I realize that for them to give up their life, yes, but they cannot give up self.
所以你发现主耶稣在这做门徒不是舍命，是舍己。
But here the Lord says to be a disciple is not giving up your life, but giving up yourself.
圣经里面还有一个重点是讲到什么？讲到基督与教会。
Another focal point is the Christ and the church.
神的目的都在基督身上。
All the purpose of God is in Christ.
在基督的心里面都是教会。
And everything that is in Christ's heart.
说神今天有一个目的，说教会是什么？圣经给我们看很多，是基督的心腹。
The Bible shows us the church is the bride of Christ.
圣经也告诉我们，是教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会谁组成的？
Who made up the church?
是你我这些重生的人组成在教会里。
You and I who have been born again.
没有人传福音，没有人信主，哪来的教会？
Without people sharing the gospel, there will be no church.
但是如果我们一信主，立刻大家训练，就赶快出去传福音，生命的成长变得非常的有限。
But if after we believe, everybody is trained to share the gospel, then the life is very limited.
福音是要传的。
Yes, we need to preach the gospel.
但是不是只是把所有的目的 focus 都在那里。
But that could not be all our focus.
我们总要知道，我传福音的目的是达成神那最终的目的的。
The purpose of sharing the gospel is to achieve God's purpose.
使信主的人知道我蒙恩得救是为什么。
People who believe have to know why they got saved.
我要成为真的跟随主，做主的门徒。
It is to follow the Lord and be His disciple.
我成为主的门徒，因为主今天对教会有他所要的。
I become His disciple because He has won something.
我为着满足我的神，我的主，说我愿意。有切实生命的成长。
And to satisfy my Lord, I want to have real spiritual growth.
所以弟兄们常常交通了，今天教会里面都是婴孩。
And so brothers have shared that today in the church, most are babies.
教会不是育婴室。
But church is not a nursery.
教会是要成人的。
The church needs mature sons.
所以我希望好，我们说不要说我们都没有托付。
So we cannot say we do not have.
主又给我们有托付的。
The Lord give us charge.
传福音是我们推不掉的责任。
Sharing the gospel is something that we cannot not do.
但是呢，这不是一切。
But that's not everything.
我们传福音是为了达到，希望我们能够带来信主的弟兄姊妹能够达到神那个所要的。
Sharing the gospel is we want those who believe.
说今天教会有些极就是走两极、
so two extremes in the church.
有些教会只是传福音，你发现他是每一个讲到要侍奉就是传福音，没其他的。有些呢是讲一定要达到神那个神的最终的旨意，不传福音。
But there are other churches that only focus on God's eternal purpose, but they do not.
求主给我们都能够成为一个流通的管子。
That we hope that we can all be His channel.
所以我们都能够成长，成为神的仆人。
That we will all grow up and become God's servant.
我们弟兄上礼拜跟我们交通了。
Last week our brother shared.
神是耶稣基督是什么？他是神的儿子，也是神的仆人。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He is also the servant of God.
我们礼拜五聚会的时候，我们弟兄伟修也给我们看圣经，这个有很多这个字哈，也可以翻作儿子，也可以翻作仆人的。
And brother Weishou also showed us on Friday night there are many verses where the word son is all son, both son and servant.
我们发现我们的主是儿子，他又是仆人。
And so.Our Lord Jesus is Son and Servant.
先有生命，才有侍奉的。
Life has to come first before service.
侍奉是从生命产生的。
Service is out of life.
恩赐没错，给我们产生，因为主给我们能力有点，是我们说神要我们的工作，服事的工作。
It is true for the sake of the word, we are given gifts.
但是真的侍奉要有果效是从生命来的。
But the real fruit of service is from life.
所以当我们侍奉没有果效的时候，也是主告诉我们，我们生命出了点问题了。
So when our service have no fruit, then the Lord is showing us there.
我们就要在神面前求主光照，给我们能够改变。
We need to have His light to change.
当我在想到哈。我们弟兄用了这提了这几个例子哈，我觉得我愿意再提一次。
So when our brother mentioned this example, I want to mention them again.
那主耶稣在地上哈，有几次有见证他是神的儿子呢
？How many times in the Bible the Lord testified of Himself as the Son of God？
第一次是父神自己见证他是神的儿子的。
First time is the Father testifying Himself that Jesus.
你知道耶稣受浸的时候
？So when Jesus was baptized.
受施洗约翰的浸的时候
？When he was baptized by John the Baptist.
从水里起来
，He came up from the water.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
and the heaven opened and said, "This is my beloved son, from of whom I'm well pleased."
还有一次，当主耶稣带三个门徒到了山上，高山上。
Another time is when Jesus took three disciples up to the mountain.
他变了他的形象。
And he was transfigured.
你发现他说，他圣经记载说，他脸就变得发光。
And the Bible said that his face.
他说。脸好像日头这么亮，衣服好像这个白如光。
The face is bright as the sun, and the robe is like white and bright.
摩西、以利亚也在那里跟他在交通。
And Moses and Elijah were there, in fellowship.
彼得没话讲，还是要讲话。他说：“我盖三柱棚给你们三个。
”And Peter, of course, had to say something and said, "One, I want to build three tents here."
你发现有个云彩就遮盖他们，就有声音从里面出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And then a cloud came, and then there was a voice saying, "This is my beloved son."
你发现耶稣基督父神见证他是神的儿子。
You see here, the Father, God the Father, testified that Jesus is his son.
第二个谁在见证呢？
And then secondly, who is testifying?
我们发现乌鬼在见证。
Oh, we discovered the evil spirits also are testifying.
因为耶稣到了格拉森的地方，有一个被鬼附的人出来了。
Because when there was one possessed by demon came out.
他跑到耶稣面前就跪在他面前。
And came out and knelt before Jesus.
他说：“至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干呢？”
And he said, "God of the highest.What have I to do with you?"
求你离这个恳求你这个不要叫我受苦。
Oh, I plead you that I don't want to suffer.
这个主耶稣问你的名字叫什么？群。
And then the Lord asked, "What's your name?" And the name was Legion.
很多的鬼附在这个人身上。
So that means there were a lot of demons in this person's body.
鬼知道谁是神的儿子。
The demons know who is the Son of God.
第三次呢？
And then the third time,
主耶稣问门徒。
The Lord asked the disciples.
他说：“人说我是谁？”
He said, "What does men say about me?"
有人说是施洗约翰。
He said, "Oh, you're John the Baptist."
有人说是以利亚。
Oh, you're Elijah.
有人说是耶利米。
Or you're Jeremiah.
或者是先知里一个。
Or one of the prophets.
耶稣不满足这个。
And Jesus was not happy with him.
耶稣来了哈，他说：“你们说我是谁？”
And Jesus said.How about you? Who am I to you?
彼得说你是这个永生神你是基督是永生神的儿子。
And Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
从他的门徒中见证他是神的儿子。
And then among the disciples, he testified that Jesus is the Son.
第四个呢？
And what's the fourth?
从不信主的人口中见证他是神的儿子。
It is from unbelievers, and they testify.
当主耶稣钉死了，断气了。
When the Lord was crucified and in his last breath,
地都震动。
The earth was shaken.
殿里的幔子裂为两半，从上到下裂为两半。
And the curtain in the temple was split into two.
你看，有一个百夫长，那如果照马太福音记载的，百夫长一同看守耶稣，这的人。
And the centurion with those who were guarding Jesus.
我过去以为只有百夫长，不过这次在读的时候还有看守的人。
Before I thought there was only one who's the centurion, but this time I discovered there were others guarding.
他说：“这真是神的儿子。”
He said, "Truly, he is the Son of God."
主在地上，在各方面都有人、有神、有乌鬼的见证，他是神的儿子。
So.Different testimony that he is indeed the Son of God.
为什么有这个见证围绕他？
Now how come there are all these testimonies?
因为他的生命是真的。
Because his life is true.
他那个生命是，就是主耶稣说什么？我自己就有这个生命能够分给你们的。
And because he has this life, and this life can be given out.
我们今天要问一个问题哈。
So today we want to ask this question.
你我今天都说我们信主。
Today, you and I said that we have believed in Jesus.
有为我们做见证的吗？
is there any testifying for us?
我们问一问，我们现在有人为我们见证说，某某人，你就是神的儿女。
Is there anybody who can testify that you are a child of God?
我们用这四个来看一看。
So if we use these four,
神有没有见证我们就是神的儿女？
So these four methods, like first, has God testified that you are indeed?
当然，神有话说，凡借待他的，就是信他名的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yes, so there's a word in the Bible saying that for all who accept Him, they are children of God.
当然，这句话我们可以说，主，你应许，我真的信你了，那我抓住你的应许了。
You can say, I believe and I take this promise in your word.
但我觉得罗马书八章十六节会更好。
But there's a better one, which is Romans 8:16.
圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
And it is His Spirit. Confirm in us that we are indeed.
圣灵是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
神的灵证明我是他的儿女。
The Holy Spirit confirms that we are indeed.
我自己也知道我是神的儿女。
And I also know that I am His child.
所以我们知道主住进来有改变的。
And we know that if the Lord lives in us, there will be change.
那有第二个，鬼有没有证明我们是神的儿女？
Now has the demon testified that you are indeed a child of God?
那保罗有一次在腓立比传道的时候，
So when Paul was Philippi,
有个女子被鬼附的，跟着他一直在喊。
There was a woman who was possessed by demon and was following him and shouting.
他说这些人啊，不是保罗。这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
And she said, these people are of God the highest, and they are preaching.
我记得好多年前我读了一篇的见证。
Years ago, I read testimony.
就是很多年前在中国。
And this happened years long time ago in China.
这个有两个姊妹走过。中国可能很多都在广场里面，不是跳广场舞啊，这个是在广场里面做什么把戏。
And so these two sisters, you know, they were in the like the town square, and there was show.
有一个人真的在建魔术。
There's one who is involved in real.
不是只是演法，这个是真的做了一些可能要有鬼魔的事情才能够演出来的。
This magic is not just for show, but it is motive. It at the back of that there is spirit.
在他要演的时候，他演不出来了。
And so in the middle, he cannot perform his magic.
在这么多人的里面，他就问，在观众里面有没有基督徒
？And he asked among the crowd, is there any Christian in here?
这两个姊妹，你看我，我看我，哎，这我们是基督徒嘛，对不对？那举手啊，对吧？
And so these two sisters looked at each other and they raised their hand because they were Christians.
只有他们两个人举手。
And only the two of them raised their hand.
那个别魔术的我就说，特别请你们离开。
And the one who's doing the magic said, "Can you leave, please?"
你知道那个两个姊妹离开的时候啊，心中何等的喜乐。
And when the two left, they were filled with joy.
他说鬼也认识我们。
They said, "Oh, even the demons recognize."
我们在，他们就没办法做事。
Because we're here.
我跟你讲，这是何等大的确据。
And that is a great evidence.
我们今天很多人又怕鬼啊什么，我们今天有主的生命，我们不需要怕，他怕我们。
Today we have the life of God, and we don't have to be afraid of the demons. They have to be afraid of us.
我们有弟兄姊妹能够印证我是神的儿女。
Do we have brothers and sisters who can say?That we are indeed child of God.
你知道我读旧约哈，以利沙常常去一对夫妻家里住。
We know that Elisha went to a couple's home.
你知道这个做太太的，就说这些丈夫说，我觉得这个就是神人。
And the wife said to the husband, you know, I think he's a man of God.
一个属神的人。
He belongs to God.
那这丈夫没感觉。
the husband didn't recognize that.
太太有感觉，这是属神的。
But the wife recognized that.
我们今天，我们周遭的弟兄姊妹可以说，我真的从里面印证，你是神的儿女。
Can brothers and sisters say from within that you are a child of God?
如果我们周遭的弟兄姊妹不能够从心底很真的能够说你是神的儿女，我们倒是好好到主面前来。
But if brothers and sisters cannot confirm that, then we have to be before the Lord ourselves.
不管你已经受浸多少年。
No matter how long you have been baptized.
我们第四个，有不信主的人说你是神的儿女。
Can unbelievers say that you are a child of God?
我过去交通过了。
I have shared before.
Sherry 的见证啊，这个。他的同学过一段时间说你跟我们不同国。
Sherry's testimony because her classmates said after a while that you do not belong to the same kingdom as us.
这个是很大的一个印证。
That is a great confirmation.
你今天跟我的兴趣不同。
Because today your interest is different.
你的观念跟我们不同。
Your perspective is different.
在他们好像在你身上闻到一个味道不同了，跟以前不同。
They smell something in you that's different from before.
你要知道为什么有这些在我们周遭能够见证这些事。
Now why is it that around us there's that can testify of this thing?
乃是我们里面的生命总是有点开始流露出来。
It is because the life within us is coming out.
从灵界，从周遭的信徒们，也从不信的人里面都开始感觉到。
Whether it's the spiritual world among believers or in the world, they all can sense that.
所以当人跟我们谈话的时候，
So when people talk to us,
这个他们能够在我们身上能够看到，在我们身上有主的想法，主的观念。
They can see in us the thinking of our Lord and the perspective of our Lord.
说弟兄姊妹，信耶稣不是只要在主那里拿到好处。
So believing in Jesus is not to get blessed.
不要认为我们在主那里没得到这些恩惠，那我信不信有什么要紧？那都没什么差别。
And if there's no blessing, then there's It doesn't matter whether we believe or not.
我再说，神救我们是要我们来侍奉他。
When the Lord saves us, it is to serve Him.
恩惠是神，你说 by product 也好，是会临到我们身上的。
Yes, blessings will come to us. Maybe you can say as a byproduct.
所以我们今天最要紧的要有主的生命。
The point today is you have to have His life.
主要我们用他的生命来服侍。
And He wants us to use His life.
所以我还有点的负担，愿意在侍奉主的人士在与弟兄姊妹交通。
I have additional burdens about service.
就是我们要成为神的仆人。
And it is we have to be God's servant.
彼得前书第二章那里讲了一句话，他说最后要总要做神的仆人。
And in First Peter it says that we all have to be His servant.
我们除了这个有主的托付，
other than having God's trust,
我们有主的恩赐
and His gifts,
我们能够爱主，我们能够奉献给主，热心尽心竭力的忠心来侍奉他，我们还需要有操练。
We have to exercise.
我今天愿意用提摩太后书第二章
let's turn to Second Timothy.
与弟兄姊妹啊，有点的交通。
And I want to share with brothers and sisters about this.
这个提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
这个他这里谈了叫几个点哈。
There are a few points here.
第一个哈，如果我们看第二章。
If you look at chapter two.
第二章第三节。
Verse three.
他说啊，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督的精兵，凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man.
第三。
No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please himself who had chosen him to be a soldier.
你一听到说精兵是什么？
Who is a soldier?
啊，这英文只是 soldier， 中文精兵就比较就是特种的兵。
In Chinese, the translation means those are special soldiers.
啊，我们今天我们有弟兄啊，他不是警察，他是 SWAT team。
So like for police, you know, you're not just a police, but you are in the SWAT team.
特别训练的。
They went through special training.
啊，这个是特种部队。
So they are special troops.
这个在军队里面也有哈，这个好像你说 Navy 也好，这个什么都好 ，Marine 是最厉害的。
Whether it's Navy or Army, well, we know the Marines are the ones who are
special. 说当我们想到精兵的时候。
So when we think about being a special soldier,
我们会觉得说我外面要好多的操练。
We will know that there should be a lot of training.
这个人特别能干。
He is specially well good.
可以冲锋陷阱，不怕任何的人，不怕任何危险。
He's not going to be afraid of danger and can go first and forward.
但是你发现圣灵在这里写这段话的时候。他说凡在军中当兵的不是你要怎么样他说不将事物缠身
But here it didn't talk about all those things but it says that you cannot entangle with yourself with affairs of this
你要知道当我们很多事在缠着我们你啥都不用做了
If there are many things that entangle you then you can't do anything
他在告诉我们说今天我们侍奉主就好像一个军人
So today we are like a soldier.
你要能够摆得下所有缠累着你的事。
You should be able to put down anything that.
你发现军人什么？离开家，离开工作，离开亲朋好友，离开他所爱的。
We know soldiers; they have to leave their job, leave their home, they leave those whom they love.
我在看第二次世界大战的美军出去的时候。
When in the World War II, when the American soldier went out,
他们在火车上要走的时候
，and when they're in the train and they have to leave,
那些照片都是什么？哎呦，跟女朋友在吻别了，跟妻子吻别嘛，都从窗户伸个头出来了。
We see the pictures; they're all saying goodbye with their girlfriends or their wife or yeah.
因为对他们来讲，我回不回来不知道。
Because they don't know if they can come back.
啊，这可能最后一次见面。
And this is probably the last time they're going to see each other.
但你要知道，我可以肉身分开了。
But we can be separated physically.
但是我们的心可能一直都没分掉。
But our heart probably.
我在挂心，我家里的人什么都在挂心。
Because we still worry about.
我跟你讲，你挂心，连枪都没力拿出上来。我跟你讲。
If you are worrying about them.
那如果是这样，你上去只能够做炮灰。
If you cannot even take up your gun.
那么你人家枪已经向你射你，你还没拿上来呢。
If you cannot even take up your gun.
所以你要发现，不是你有训练多能干，乃是你放得掉多少。
So it's not a matter of the training, but whether you can lay.
今天我们要来跟随主，要来侍奉主，最大的问题，我放不了很多东西。
Today the hard thing about coming to the Lord to serve is we cannot lay down.
我们的面子，我们的成功，各方面是我们放不下，所以我们这条路根本走不上。
We cannot let go of our faith. We cannot let go of our stuff. And yeah.
所以我们圣经里面刚说我们说不要追求安逸的生活。
And that's why we're told.Not to pursue a relaxed life.
安逸的生活只有让我们越来越离开我们的主。
A comfortable life leads us.
我们地上，我们许多我所要都得到的，你要知道，我们的心离开主就越来越远。
If many things on earth we have and we cannot.
你外表可能还在聚会，问题是我的心已经离开了。
Well, outwardly you might still come to meeting, but inwardly you're far from the Lord.
圣经里面有一个人叫乌利亚。
There's a person who is called Uriah.
你知道这个他的妻子叫拔示巴。
His wife is Bathsheba.
你知道大卫啊，有一次就跟他犯了奸淫，怀孕了。
And David committed adultery, and they had a
他就把这个乌利亚这个八十八章用前线打仗把他叫回来了。
And so David commanded Uriah to come back from the front line.
他要乌利亚去回家，我放你假回家跟太太快活。他就因为希望能够这样子就遮盖这个孩子是他自己生的。
The scheme is that so that he will go home and be with his wife, so that the child that is born can be, you know, like his son.
但是你发现乌利亚是一个敬畏神的人。
But Uriah is, he is one who honors God.
他说神的军队在前线打仗，我怎么能够回家与妻子快活呢？
And he said, if the army of God is in the front line, how can I be spending time with my wife?
这叫精兵。
So he is a real soldier.
连上面都说我放假，我还是不能够在我里面，我现在不能够放松我自己。
Even if the king said I can relax, but I can't within.
他是以神的事、神的国为念。
Because he has his God's kingdom and business in his mind.
说弟兄姊妹，我们今天要来侍奉主。
So today, when we come before the Lord,
我们说是天国的子民，我们有为着天国来打仗。
And we want to serve him, and we say we are. We belong to his kingdom. Are we?
我们说我们都穿着全副的军装，拿着最好的武器，但是你很多挂心放不下，根本没力再打。
We said that we put on the whole armor of God and take up the weapons, but if your heart cannot lay down all the stuff, you can't be worried.
我们为着我们的面子、我们的名利、我们的前途、我们的成功失败，我们没办法往前走。
If for our faith, for our success, for whatever we want, we cannot be for the Lord.
所以我们要侍奉主，我们第一个首要的就是不让事物缠身。
And so the first thing is that we cannot be entangled with the affairs.
我们才能够在侍奉上有果效。
And that's the only way we will have fruit in our service.
哎呀，我记得这个又是另一个弟兄的见证。
This is another testimony from a brother.
有一对弟兄姊妹，太太刚生完孩子。
There's a couple who just had a baby.
这个弟兄收了一封电报，说我们隔壁的这个村很多人信主，需要过来请弟兄们过来帮忙。
And said to the brother, there are many who believe from the other village. You need to come and help us.
你去吗？
So are you gonna go?
你太太放你去吗？
Now, how about your wife? Is she gonna let you go?
我们弟兄里面非常的挣扎。
So there's a great struggle in our brother.
刚刚生孩子。
He just had a baby.
我现在可以离开家。
Now, can I leave home right now?
我们用人的想法说我不行啊。
If we have men thinking, we say, of course we can't.
那一天，你弟兄刚好去要去探访他们。
That day, Brother Nee was gonna visit them.
可能知道他们刚生孩子，要去看看他们。
Maybe he knows they had just had a baby and one of.
快到他家的时候。
And before he got to their home.
他发现这个弟兄拿着一个小小的皮箱，就在门口走来走去。
He saw the brother holding a suitcase and pacing back and forth in front of their home.
好难决定哦。
It's very difficult for him to decide.
我走吗？
Am I gonna go?
太太一个人怎么照顾这个孩子？
How is my wife gonna take care of this child?
我们弟兄没过去跟他打招呼，是一直在看他怎么走。
Our brother Nee did go ahead and but just watch him from afar.
他说发现这个弟兄最后头也不回走掉。
And he found that this brother didn't look back and just go.
然后我们尼弟兄就到他家去看看，哦，有什么需要？
And Brother Nee went to his house and say, you know, if there's any need there.
我们弟兄就告诉弟兄姊妹，他说，哎，弟兄出去服侍了，这个刚生孩子，你们过来照顾。哇，来了不是，就是很多人在照顾了。
And Brother Nee told the other brothers and sisters about this need in this home, and many came to take care of the household.
比他一个人 take care 还好。
It was better than that. Brother himself taking care.
但是我问你啊，如果是你，你会怎么做？
But let me ask you, if you were not,
我会先看到一堆人来帮了，哎，我再放心走。
Maybe
你会还没看到你就走吗？这是完全两个不同的事。圣经里面所有信心的路都是你还没看见，你是因为相信我的主走了，主后来才成就的。
The way of faith is always first, not seeing anything, but you go ahead, and then the Lord will provide.
后来我们这位出去的弟兄回来了。
Now the brother who went out came back.
你弟兄遇见他。
And brother Yi met him.
他是某某弟兄。
And said, brother.
你那一天心里是什么故事？
Said that day, what was the story in your heart?
我们林弟兄很有智慧，他不去打扰他，因为他正在跟神在。在办事情。
That day, Brother Ni did not intervene because the brother was having a dealing with the Lord.
他说：“当我一直在跟主在办交涉的时候。”
He said, "When I was dealing with the Lord."
一句话进来。
Then a word came in.
手扶着你，往后看，不配进天国。
The one who's holding onto the plow and look back.It's not worthy of the kingdom.
当这句话一进来，我就知道我头也不回走了。
When that word came, I know I didn't look back and I went ahead.
我把我的妻子，把我的孩子都交在我的主手中。
So I commit my wife and my child to the Lord.
你要知道，不止他是精兵，他的妻子也是精兵。
Not only is he the good soldier.But also his wife.
我问你们这个结婚的做妈妈的，有几个妈妈或者几个做妻子，你丈夫这样走掉，你不把他骂了，你会给他就去走了。
So how many of you sisters, maybe if your husband leaves like that, you're not gonna get upset or give or reprimand them.
你知道我自己也有点这种的经历。
I myself have this kind of experience.
我们生老大之后。这个三个月后的西安特会，这个我还是去了，我只把Sherry留在家里。
After I had my first son, three months after that there was the West Coast meeting. I went ahead by myself.
我的确问他，他放我走。
Oh, I of course asked for permission and she gave me.
英文讲得更清楚。但当我生老二的时候
But, when I had my second son,
他出生的日期就是在西安聚会
his birthday was during the West Coast conference.
在我怎么想法他出生我不该走
And in my thinking, when he's born, I cannot leave.
我也很想 witness 他出生那个时刻
And I want to witness, the moment he was born.
所以西安聚会我大概我只有两次特别的原因，这是其中一个我没去。
So there were only two times I didn't attend the West Coast Conference, and that was one of them.
过了大概一年。
And then after one year,
我忘记在哪里了，可能又是下一届的西安特会。
And I don't know where, but maybe it was the next session of West Coast Conference.
我遇到一个老姊妹。
And I met an elderly sister.
这个谈到我说我去年没来，因为我孩子出生。
And I said, "Oh, last year I was not here because my son was born."
他跟我说，你不应该因为生孩子不来。
And she said to me, "You should not miss the meeting just because your son was born then."
你知道，有时候那时候第一个感觉就是，哇，你好没人情味啊。
And maybe at that time, my first reaction is, you know, how can you be so without any feelings or affection?
但这么多年的下来。
But then, after many years,
因为我自己就很想看见我儿子出生。
Because I really want to witness my son.
我知道有弟兄是真的，孩子出生他不在。
I know their brothers.
那你可以说他可能冷血一点。
Maybe you said, "Oh, he's."
我不敢讲我弟兄心中是怎么想的。
I don't dare say what's in my brother's heart.
但他可能说你我有岳母在这里帮忙生产已经很好
maybe they think oh you know since my mother-in-law is around you know that's good enough if she can help
但是这位老姊妹跟我讲的话我是一直都记住
but what this elderly sister said to me
在人看来都是可以的时候我们好像自然就不用问神了
because if it looks okay with times we do not ask the Lord anymore.
主今天要你我能够在主手中成为精兵。
Today He wants us to be good soldiers.
我们能够成为精兵吗？
Can we be good soldiers?
我们很多的理由在人都讲得过去。
There are many reasons we can use, and it will pass, in, you know, with men.
我们今天要问，我在神的面前，我讲得过去吗？
But we need to ask before the Lord can be passed.
在这里，他继续说哈。
And then he continued to say.
第五节他说，人若在堂上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
If a man also strives for mastery, yet he's not. Yeah, he is not crowned except he strives lawfully.
那要这里啊，有规矩的。
Now here, there's rules.
我们侍奉主是有规矩的。
When we serve, there are certain laws.
这个不止你父母都没有事物才是，你还要有规矩的。
Now, not only should you not be entangled with affairs, but you have to be under the law.
神家的侍奉是有规矩、有秩序的。
Because there's order and law in God's service.
所以他这里用了运动员来做一个例子。
So here he's using an athlete as an example.
因为运动员最多的训练，最多规矩去训练。
Because the athlete has to follow a lot of rules.
我去看了一个打网球的一个女运动员的一个她的怎么训练来的。
I watched how this woman tennis player was trained.
他说八岁入队就再没有自己生活了。
So at eight years old, she joined this group.
天天打球，管我吃什么的，这个怎么吃法啊？这个怎么锻炼肌肉啊？这个女生呢，锻炼肌肉。
She never go back home. She was in that camp. They control her diet. They control her training.
到她有这些的训练之后，一打球也在训练。你求什么叫出界？我打过网球啊，那踩脚不可踩过界啊，这个全部都是规矩。
And so even in the play itself, there are a lot of rules, like your feet cannot go over a line.
你不可以吃禁药。
Or you cannot take substance that.
你知道我最近看这个苏俄这个这么出名的 Sharapova 是吧？这个女网球员哈，她这个她一直吃一个药。2016年开始是禁药，他不知道。
So this famous woman tennis player, she was taking this drug which is prohibited.
他每年都会查明年的禁药是什么，2015年年底忘记查了。
And in 2005, she was five, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They have died for 15.
2015
she forgot to look at the list of prohibited drugs.
到她一月份就照常吃那个药。
And so, you know, January she took that drug.
被查到了。
And then was discovered.
她现在网球生涯有可能就从此结束。
And so her tennis career is done.
这个不管你多出名。
No matter how famous you are,
犯规就是犯规。
If you break the rules, that you break the rules.
他要停赛四年，停赛四年以后看没力再回来，老人了，这打不了球的。
She has to stop for 4 years, and after 4 years, she probably is considered old.
我们今天说，我们今天侍奉主，主给我们的规矩是什么？
So today we say we want to serve the Lord, but what are the rules?
有一些很清楚，神要我们叫我们对付世界，对付肉体，对付己。
Yes, we need to deal with the world. We need to deal with self. We need to deal with the flesh.
这个是我们逃不掉的。
This we cannot avoid.
这是神已经定在哪里，我们必须有这方面的操练。
Because these things are very obvious. The Lord tells us, and we need to.
那神要我们要起步跑。
But the Lord wants us to get up and run.
你知道，我们如果今天跑，我们有为什么有些人不能够跑，不能够跑下去
？Why are some people? Why can't they run?
因为他跑跌倒了，不然他就躺在那里不起来了。
Maybe they fall and they cannot get up.
或者我们今天跑出线了。
Or
我们今天在跑这条天路，我们太多人，我们都是弯路就跑出去了。你要知道，弟兄们常常跟我们讲说，这个是长跑，也是一个障碍赛。
Brothers always tells us that this is a marathon and this is an obstacle course.
那我不是很想用 marathon 这个字，所以我说长跑，因为我跑过，我不能够跑 marathon。
I don't like marathon because I cannot make it. So I'd rather
yes,
use
right.
long run.
long run, yeah. 我年轻的时候，因为这个，反正是怎么跑都不行，好去跑个长跑吧，这个看能不能锻炼一下。学校有这样的，我就去跑了。
Because I cannot do the other run, so that's why I choose that long run.
我们学校不只有操场啊，还可以跑下山的，就再跑一圈回来。
In our school, you can run downhill, and then you can go around, and then.
我告诉你，我跑就不没力了，不跑到哪里去，回家了。
I don't have the strength to go on, so I end up at home.
我跟你讲，我们有弟兄有这种坚强的力量，我没有啊，真的煤气快死了，这个算了就走了，回家了。所以我到今天都没办法跑长跑，不要讲 marathon 了，就长跑就好了。你知道我们跑没办法，太难了，太累了，这不可能跑完这是。或者你做了很多次灰心了，不行了。
Or if you do many times, then you get discouraged.
所以你要知道，我们今天侍奉主，不能够说这条路太难。
So today, in serving the Lord, you cannot say this path is too hard.
我灰心了，我累了。
If we are discouraged or we're tired,
我根本不可能走下去的。
We cannot go on.
当然，我们另外有些人跑是什么？用自己方法，就是拼命在跑，不管别人了，就自己跑。
Well, there are other people who might be running with all their might by themselves.
在神家中还是有规矩的。
There are rules.
不是我们一个人要怎么跑就怎么跑。
We cannot just run by ourselves.
我们有什么想法，有什么要做的就去做。
Or we cannot have thinking and we want to do it and we go ahead.
我们在侍奉主的路上要用主的方法。
We need to use God's way.
我们要认识主的心意。
We know His heart, His mind.
才能够走到跑到底。
Then we can run.
说保罗在过世之前，
so before Paul passed away,
他说我当跑的路我跑尽。
He said, I've run the race.
什么叫跑尽？
What does it mean to finish that race?
乃是我还能够一直跑，多累，多怎么样，我还是坚持跑。
It means no matter how far it is, I still have to run.
我想再讲多一个哈，这个不止，我几个，我想再讲多一个哈，就第六节他说，劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
他
说劳力的农夫可以先有的吃。我常常有个观念，农夫种田就有的吃。为什么加了两个字叫做劳力？你想过吗？其实所有农夫都劳力的。
All farmers are laboring.
因为懒的农夫啊，都没东西出来的。现在是可以机器叫那只牛啊，或者机器在耕地。以前是人要拖的。你不可以说太累，牛你自己跑啊，我休息一下。没收成的。
那
个我后来慢慢学这个。
Sherry
喜欢去买 plant。植物到家来。
Cherry likes to buy plants.
种，这里种，那里种。
And then she will plant a lot of them.
这个当她种的时候，不是种在家，种在外面，这草地上的。
So she was planting this outdoors.
要我帮忙。
And then she wants me to help.
问题是要我帮忙。
The problem is she wants me to help.
有时候当然她也很厉害，我有时候天挖个洞，她就塞上去了。
Sometimes she can dig a hole herself.
我以为什么都包好，解决了，会长的。
And I think okay, it's all done. Everything is in the ground.
他说哪可能长？他就非常努力嘛，什么时候就浇水啊，什么就非常努力的去做。到那里不浇哪会长
？And then she labor on it and just put water
我们有一片
grow,
有一片草坪全部烂了。
There was a patch of grass that's all dead.
我们去买的是沙，就是一片片的四方块都贴上去。
We bought sod to put.
我告诉你，贴好我就是漂亮的不得了。
After you put it in, it's very pretty.
他又来了，你不浇水就死光了。
Oh,
哎呦，我就不想出去浇水，喷、
like、
到我满身都湿了。但是他很忠心的就浇。所以，我突然间对这个劳力这两个字、啊、有点感觉了。
So、
你把东西先摆在那里，不代表就会好。
There,
effort 是这个努力劳力是很重要的。今天我们的小年轻人读书
Today, the young people, they study,
以为用小聪明就可以了
they think, oh, with a little smartness, you can get by.
但是你发现了你是需要劳力
But you really have to labor.
中国是不是有一句话叫一分耕耘一分收获对吧、啊、我中文还可以
Well, the Chinese means like, you know, what you sow, you reap.
这是圣经讲的你种的是什么收的是什么对不对所以我们今天哈神要我们做一个劳力的人
so, the Lord wants us to labor.
我们今天侍奉主是要劳力的
Today, in our service, we need to labor.
你不可以用你的小聪明或者随随便便这个迎合人的喜好就可以了
You cannot use your smartness and say, oh, what interests people and that
神不给你那有生命的果效的
You're not going to have a fruit of life.
神要我们在主面前是做一个殷勤的人
The Lord wants us to The one who's diligent.
我们在侍奉的上面，我们必须做一个殷勤的人。
In service, we need to be diligent.
他用农夫做例子。
He used the farmer.
说当我们愿意劳力的时候，
so when we are willing to labor,
他说谁先得益处？
He said, who gains first?
是你这个劳力侍奉的人先得益处。
The one who's laboring get the benefit.
当你愿意这样劳力在付出侍奉的时候，
when you're willing to put in.
主第一个是供应你
The Lord first,
你会先从神身上得到供应
you get the supply first,
所以你被供应了你的生命丰富起来你很容易能够供应别人不是我们有什么这个能力或者恩赐能够去帮助人乃是我们里面说你的生命能够帮助到人。
But it is that the Lord's life within me can help others.
好像我们现在学生当中的服事。
So our service among the students.
有时候我们也会讲一些笑话，讲一些什么他们爱听的，他们就会来。
Or maybe we say some jokes that the students.
他们可以来，他们不会信主。
Yes, they can come, but they will not believe.
所以有一段时间呢，我只能够跟主说：“主，今天你不在，今天白聚会。”
So I said to the Lord one time, like if you're not here, then we are meeting in vain.
所有讲的东西根本都打不进去的。
Because everything that we say is not going to hit them.
除非我们这个人先好好被你对付。
Unless we are being dealt first.
我们先在主的面前能够说主，我在你面前是在你面前的劳力。
And I can say that I'm laboring before you.
我自己先得益处了。
First,
但愿这个益处能够流到所服侍的弟兄姊妹
and this benefit will be spread out to others.
我想后面几个我今天就不交通了
so I'm not gonna share, the last
但愿我们愿意除了我们心态是真的爱我的主
unless we really love the Lord within,
我们这个真的有主的托付也主给我们恩赐
And we have the charge and the gift from the Lord.
我们愿意把自己摆在这个操练的场上。
And we want to be put in this platform.
我们愿意成为精兵。
And we want to be a good soldier.
我们愿意在这个赛场上，我们真的得跑。
And we're willing to run this race.
我愿意在这里守规矩，做一个顺服的人。
I'm willing to submit to the rules.
到最后，我也是一个殷勤劳力的人。
And I want to be one who's diligent and labor.
愿意在现在世界这么混乱的时候。
That while the world is so chaotic.
主还得着 我们能够为他势力在他的面前。
That the Lord can gain us and apprehend us to be before Him.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们再一次一同俯伏到你的面前来。
Lord, we come and bowing down to you.
主啊，我们都是你用重价所买赎的。
We have been bought with a great price.
但愿你在我们的身里面的生命是能够流露出来。
May the life that you have given us within can be spread out.
主，你自己周遭的人都能够印证证明我们是属你的。
That you yourself and people around us can confirm that we belong to you.
得着我们的心。
May you have our heart.
我们愿意起来来侍奉。
That we will rise up and serve you.
能够在你手中，主要能够成为你能够用的人。
That we will be one who will be useful in your hands.
在这个这么混乱的一个时代里。
During this chaotic time,
我们能够成为你的精兵。
That we can be good soldiers of yours.
我们能够成为在你的路上跑得好的人。
And we can be those who really run well.
我们能够在你面前像农夫殷勤的服侍。
And like before you, we are like diligent farmers laboring for you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们今天要西城哈，所以请这些壮丁留下。